government has so far retrieved about 320 million Ghana cedis from companies which defrauded the state by evading tax and duty at the country's ports and bonded warehouses. Last year, the president set up the Revenue Mobilization Task Force to check activities of these companies and to retrieve money owed to the state. A presidential staffer and member of the Special Task Force, Dr. Clement Apak, told Radio Ghana that the task force will not relent in its efforts to get every person due the state. He said efforts are being made to identify individual state officials who connived with the companies to defraud the state. He spoke to Bubukle Enugu.
As a result of that activity by the task force, a number of companies were identified not to have paid duty on goods that they had stored in bonded warehouses between 2005 and 2012 to the tune of over 700 million Ghana cedis. Right before the end of last year, government had indicated that some of the companies had started paying. And I think that the story that came out indicates that government has retrieved about 320 million Ghana cedis. But work is still ongoing. It's not done yet. There are still many more companies which have not completed their payments. And there are others who are still arguing that they had made payments.
Dr. Park, you did indicate earlier that the total amount that the companies were owing was to the tune of about 700 million cedis. And what you've retrieved so far is about 320 million. So how sure are we that you are going to recover the remaining balance?
Oh, Ghanaians should be rest assured because the process has begun. It's not an event, it's a process. And it is very nuanced because other revelations coming up as a result of the work of the Special Operations Unit indicate that some of these companies, at least as entities, did not even become aware of the fact that they had not paid their duties. So some of these companies, after the case broke last year, have come forward to the CID with what they consider to be receipts and bank payment slips to suggest that those are indications or, if you like, evidence that they had paid their duty. But what the work of the CID has determined is that those in themselves were indications of fraud perpetrated on those companies and on the state by unscrupulous company officials acting in connivance with unscrupulous public officials. So that has made the work a lot more nuanced. But nonetheless, we are still holding the companies as entities accountable, and we would expect that it would now be the responsibility of those companies to identify the company officials who may have caused them to be defrauded. As far as the state is concerned, we expect that they are going to pay, and the needed actions will be taken.
So, Dr. Park, will you say that by your activities, you have been able to plug all the loopholes that exist in our task revenue system?
Well, I wouldn't say that we've been able to plug all of them, but we are working with various stakeholders, particularly the institutions at the front line, under the auspices of the Ghana Revenue Authority, the Customs Division, and the Ghana Port and Harbors Authority. But government is also considering a lot of options in addition to what the GRA itself and the Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority are already doing. So we are looking at the possibility of centralizing all the bonded warehouses in one location. We are looking at the possibility of deploying CCTVs. We are looking at the centralized system of monitoring where we will be able to monitor in real time what is moving in and out, not only at the bonded warehouses, but even perhaps at the port.
Dr. Park, the activities of the task force began quite some time now. Have you been able to identify some of those custom officials who connived with the companies to defraud the state? And if you've been able to identify some of them, what action is being taken against them as of now?
Well, that process is ongoing, but as I said, you know, the priority was to retrieve the revenue first, but that also had a collaborative and, if you like, a concomitant benefit in terms of identifying the customs officials. So with what we have now, it is going to make the CID's work much more easy in identifying specific customs officials. That work has already started. It is also going to be ratcheted up, and sooner or later, we will bring to the public attention those public officials who decided to misrepresent themselves or to use their positions in a way that was detrimental to the public good.
Dr. Apak also cautioned the public against imposters who have been going around claiming to be members of the task force. He warned that when such unscrupulous people are caught, they will be dealt with according to the law.
But let me use this opportunity to caution companies and entities and all stakeholders in the import-export industry, that the state expects them to dispense their responsibilities to the state with integrity. And even when they are found wanting, they should expect that the law is going to catch up with them. Now, there are also some unscrupulous persons who are going about claiming to be staff of the presidency or members of the Special Operations Unit, and are using that to defraud unsuspecting companies and individuals who may be finding easy ways out of this situation that they find themselves. Let it be a caution to them that anyone caught trying to impersonate a staff of the presidency or a member of the Special Operations Unit will be dealt ruthlessly by the government. We will not tolerate this type of behavior. We expect good citizens to do the right thing, and anyone who is found afoul of the law should be prepared to face the consequences.
You heard presidential staffer and member of the Special Revenue Mobilization Task Force, Dr. Clement Apak, talking to Bubukle Inogu.